Blog Talk Radio.
Coming, the one that was born in poverty, wise men brought riches to the lowliness of his cradle. Y'all know who's coming, the one that was born a helpless baby, yet spoke spinning worlds into existence and sustains the mighty pillars of the universe by his own word. Y'all know who's coming now. The one who was cradled in somebody else's crib, sailed in somebody else's boat, ate at somebody else's house, rode somebody else's animal, and was buried in somebody else's tomb, and yet to him belong all the unsearchable riches of glory. Y'all know who's coming, don't you? The one who as an infant frightened the king, as a boy confused the scholars, as a man made the angry storm be still, quieted the waters, hushed the sea, until it lay down upon the bosom of his gentle command. Y'all know who's coming? The one that healed all manner of diseases and didn't charge a penny for his service. Y'all know who's coming? The one that wrote no books, but libraries can't contain the books written in his name. Y'all know who's coming? The one that wrote no music, but yet the noblest geniuses of melody bring their talents and lay it at his feet. Y'all know who's coming, don't you? The one Herod couldn't kill, Satan couldn't seduce, sin couldn't stand, the roaring sea couldn't withstand, sinners couldn't resist, death couldn't destroy, and the grave couldn't hold. He is the rose of Sharon to them that know no loving. He is the captain of Jehovah's hosts to them that are besieged. He is the priest bearing our sin offering. Ain't he all right? Y'all know who's coming. He is the first and the last, the beginning and the end, the keeper of creation, creator of all, the architect of the universe, the Lord of history. He always was, he always is, and always will be, unmoved, unchanged, undefeated, undismayed. His ways are right, his word is eternal, his will is unchangeable. He is the Ancient of Days, the King of the Ages. He is Adam's Redeemer, Abel's Vindicator, Noah's Ark, Abraham's Sacrifice, Moses' Bush on Fire, Joshua's Battle Axe, Gideon's Fleece, Samson's Power, David's Music, Solomon's Wisdom, Jeremiah's Bomb in Gilead, Ezekiel's Wheel in the Middle of a Wheel, Matthew's King, Mark's Suffering Servant, Luke's Great Physician, John's Word Made Flesh, Acts Coming on the Holy Ghost. He is distinctive and supernatural capacity, superlative and sovereign majesty, radiant in eternal splendor, matchless in his deity, exclusive in his beauty. Y'all know who's coming. He is enduring the strong, entirely sincere, eternally steadfast, immortally gracious. He is the greatest phenomenon that ever crossed the horizon of the globe. He is God's Son, the sinner's Savior, the captive's ransom, the breath of life, the centerpiece of civilization. He stands in the solitude of himself. He is august and unique, unparalleled, unprecedented, unsurpassed, unshakable. He is the lofty ideal philosophy, the highest personality in psychology, the unavoidable problem of higher criticism, the supreme subject of literature, the fundamental doctrine of all theology. Do y'all know who he is? When I fall, he lifts me. When I fail, he forgives me. When I'm weak, he's strong. When I'm lost, he's the way. When I'm afraid, he's my courage. When I stumble, he steadies me. When I hurt, he heals me. When I'm broken, he mends me. When I'm blind, he leads me. When I'm hungry, he feeds me. When I face trials, he's with me. Persecution, He shields me. Problems, throws his arms around me. Do y'all know who he is? Ain't he all right? Say Turn to somebody, grab them by the hand, look at them in the face, hold their hand like you've been born again, go on and turn to him, hold their hand, look at them in the eye, and say, neighbor, can I take you to the 67th book of the Bible? Say, neighbor, I know the Bible only has 66 books, but say, neighbor, there's one more book, and that's my story. Say, neighbor, can I tell you my story? I've seen the lightning flash in my story. Say, neighbor, I've heard the thunder roar in my story. Yeah, I've seen the lightning flash. Say, in my story, I've felt sin breakers dash. I'm trying to conquer my soul, but I heard the voice of Jesus telling me, fight on, mama, fight on, daddy, fight on, preacher, fight on, apostle, fight on, minister, fight on. He promised never to leave me, never to leave me alone. No, never alone. Tell somebody, no, never alone. I'm gonna be alright. Yeah, I'm gonna be alright. Keep on fighting. Tell somebody, fight. Don't just stand there. Fight. I know it's hard. Fight. I know it's rough. Fight. With tears in your eyes. Fight. With pain in your heart. Fight. You can't stop now. Somebody, I got some more fight in me. Fight on. I know it's hard. But fight on. I know it's rough, but fight on. It's gonna be alright. In the end, we gonna win. In the end, I heard John say, I looked, I saw 144,000, but they were already accounted for. But he said, I looked one more time, and I saw a number that no man.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Pastor Bertrand Bailey this morning. And do you know who's coming? And I just had to play it for you this morning because he talked about Jesus and his coming. He told us all the things. Hallelujah. Ooh-wee. that Jesus was. And that's who's coming. Guess who's coming? Yeah, he said he's coming back. Yeah, he's looking for a church without spot or wrinkle. He told us he went away to prepare a place for us, that where he is, we may be also one day. Yeah, maybe, he said, because he knew everybody wasn't going to believe. Everybody wasn't going to follow him. Not everybody gave him his just due. Not everybody know him in that way. See, everybody don't know him as the Lord of their lives. Everybody don't know him as the Word of God. Oh, look at here this morning. He went on with the naming. And early this morning, I wakes up, and that's what I wake up to. Oh, that thing set me on fire too good. I said, I got to play this one for him. Yeah, right off the bat. I can't wait. I can't wait. So we thank God this morning for another Monday morning. A week has ended and a new week is started. And we thank him in advance because we don't know all the good that he's bringing our way this week. And this is what we do. We bind up every evil and hindering and negative spirit that's coming our way. If it's not Jesus, we bind it up and cast it back to the pits of hell. And we release everything that Jesus bring our way. Nobody else. Everything God sent our way, we release that to come our way in the name of Jesus. Oh, I feel all right right there. Amen goes right there today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. What an awesome God. What an almighty God. He's on our side today. Yeah. Brought me from this to that. Brought me from that to this. I cannot complain today. He's on our side. Hallelujah. He's for us. He's not just for me. He's for all of us this morning. If we can but believe, if we can but trust him. Hallelujah. If we can but let go, let it go. No need to hold on to it. We can't fix it. We're taking our burdens to the Lord, and we're leaving them there. Hallelujah. I remember one time a man told me, he said, listen, I need you to go across some water. I said, okay. He said, and when you go across that water, when you first come into the bridge, begin to pray. And as you go on across the bridge, leave all your problems right there in the water. And go on about your business. But I thought of this today. I'm not going to leave it in the water. Somebody else may pick it up out the water and it burden them. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to take my burdens to the Lord. And I'm going to leave them right there. I'm going to leave them right there. Hallelujah. Because he's able to take the burdens and turn them into testimonies. He's able to take it and turn it in a way where I say, thank you, Lord, that the burden came my way. Thank you. I can tell him thank you for early in the morning in the year of 1993. Early in the morning. It wasn't even day yet. He took my burdens. he took them away. Made it so all I got to do is believe and obey him. And everything he bring is nothing evil. Everything he bring is nothing bad. Everything he bring, it may not feel good to me, but it is good for me. Everything he brings, hallelujah, is to make me better. Everything he brings is to make me more of his. Everything he brings is to prepare me to go back with him when he comes, because he's coming back. Guess who's coming? He's coming back, Jesus. He's coming back, and we want to prepare. I feel all right right there. I feel all right right there this morning because he's on our side. He's for us today. Oh, I know we get weary, but he said don't be weary in well-doing. Yeah, if we'll keep going, we're going to reap the harvest if we faint not. Oh, I feel the Spirit of the Lord moving. Listen, faith and work goes together. We got to believe and keep working unto him. Yeah. Do you know studying the word of God is work? Remembering scripture is work. Knowing where to go to find what you need is work. But I believe that's why I keep working. I believe that's why I keep searching the scripture. I believe that's why I keep praying. I believe that's why I continue to wait on him and be of a good courage. It's him that's going to strengthen my heart. I just have to wait. Oh, I feel all right this morning. I'm telling you. I thank God for that message. Early in the morning, I'm telling you that's what I went to. And it was like it was just for me. I could still feel the Spirit of the Lord moving today because of my prayer, what I asked for you. Yeah, I don't just pray for me. In the mornings, I ask God to use me to bless you. God, bless them. Bless your people. Don't let me just give them junk and just throw something their way. But Lord, let you give them what they need. My mouth is your vessel. Use my mouth, God. Use my mind. Use my heart to give them what they need. If you can use anything, hallelujah. Lord, use me, hallelujah, to bless your people because you're so important to Almighty God. I'm telling you the honest truth this morning. You belong to him. And he's protective of his people. He loves his children. He knows not all his children are obedient in the way that they should be, but yet he looks beyond the disobedient and bless. And he's waiting because there's a day coming when his children going to set the record straight. They're going to get it right with him. Hallelujah. And we're grateful unto Almighty God this morning for all he has done, what he's doing right now, and what he's going to do. Great and mighty things. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Welcome to Jesus in the Morning. I'm your host, Evangelist Barbara Pittman of Freedom Doors Ministries, and I come to you live each weekday morning, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And today is March the 29th, 2021. 3 months and 29 days. Hallelujah. Into this new year. We got two more days, and we'll make it into April 1st. Oh, we're grateful unto him. 4 months then into this new year. And he said he had already set the year up for us. So we're walking into our blessings. Anybody knew that you would get a $1,400 stimulus? We had no clue. We heard and this and that, but we wasn't sure. But he blessed many with a $1,400 stimulus because that's what you needed. Yeah. Some people was able to buy things they haven't been able to buy in years. Some people was able to pay bills that was pressing. House note, house rent. Mortgage, you know, God is faithful to us, and we want to learn to be faithful unto him. And this is promise. This is his promise to us, a great and precious promise. He said if we would be faithful unto death, he would give us a crown of life that would never fade away. Now, that don't mean you won't have good days and bad days. That won't mean you won't have shortcomings. That don't mean you won't fall by the wayside. But what he said, be faithful. If you fall, get back up being faithful. Whatever the case may be, don't stay in it. Repent and get back on the straight and narrow. Because that straight and narrow road, we headed to God. We headed up the King's Highway. We just not on any old highway. Here we got I-95, I-10, 295. But I'm talking about the King's Highway, not one that man built. Hallelujah. We're going to keep on striving for perfection in him, that we would be perfected. Hallelujah. And in his sight, we would appear to be perfect. Oh, thank you, Jesus, because he's the one that got the last word. He's able to decree us and declare us blameless when we stand before him, no matter what we've done. He's the one that can say, well done, that good and faithful servant. Or he's the one that can say, welcome, come on in. Huh? Almighty God that have all power. I love him this morning. There's none like him. None. I promise you can search all over. You won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God Jehovah. The one that so loved us. He sent his only begotten son. That all we have to do is believe. We won't perish. But now we have everlasting life, a good life, a new life, not this life here of struggling and suffering and trials and tribulations and all this stuff, but a good life. It will appear that Sunday would never end. Anybody been to church on a Sunday and it was just more than you needed? You could just bathe in the service, just bathe off in the word. God was just moving for you. A good day, hallelujah, a good spiritual time. Oh, we thank him this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, we're going to pray, and then we'll go to our opening scripture of the morning. And after the scripture, we'll play one more song. And our topic today is this. If I can, okay, there we go. Do not strike the rock. That's our topic. Do not strike the rock. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for this Monday morning. Father, we thank you for this August the 29th, 2021, a day we've never seen before. And Father, you made the day. We will rejoice and be glad in it. No matter what come our way today, help us to remember to praise you. Because you will never leave us nor forsake us. You will be with us until the end. You're right there, God. But if we'll remember you, even though it appear to be a bad day, God, you'll turn the day into good. We'll get to see it because it's already good because you made it. It's just what came our way during the day. But, Father, you're able to see us through anything. Hallelujah. They come our way this day. We're grateful unto you. We appreciate you today. We love you, Lord. We love you. We love you. It was you who first loved us. Father, you look beyond our fault. Yet meet our needs. You're yet on our side today. And your word says, if you be for us, you're more than the whole world against us. Help us to remember these great and precious promises. Help us to remember to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Father, this is all in preparing for your return. Father, this is to help us not to think wrong, not to speak wrong. If we find ourselves there, help us to repent quickly in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you this morning that you made all of this possible for us. Many days we just want to look back and tell you thank you, hallelujah, for bringing us, God, out of darkness into this marvelous light. We want to look back and tell you thank you. Because you didn't have to do it, yet you did it for us, each of us. Thank you for a mind to believe. Hallelujah. Thank you for a mind to prepare for your return. Thank you for a mind to want to walk upright before you right now. We thank you, Father, for being clothed in our right minds. Thank you for the use and activities of our limbs, our life, our health, and our strength today. Father, we just thank you for all you've done, great and mighty things, what you're doing right now and what you're going to do, yet great and mighty things. Thank you for your healing power. Father, we thank you this morning that we can come together on one accord and lift you up. You said if you be lifted up, you'll draw all men unto you. As we're testifying, Father, even as we're singing, we're lifting you up and you're drawing somebody unto you. There's no special time of day or night that you can draw. Hallelujah. We're grateful unto you this morning. We appreciate you. And again, we love you, Father. We love you today. It was you who first loved us. Father, I bring every call and every listener before you, those coming through the podcast and the archives. Ask today that you would bless every family member represented, Father, near and far. We ask this morning that you would open doors. That, Lord, you would bring each of us up for a memorial before you. And that, Lord, you would bless us according. Father, that you would wipe away everything that shouldn't be. Let your anointing dwell. Let your anointing abide. Let your wisdom come forth. The God we receive from you, we don't turn away nothing of you. and that we bind up those things that are evil, casting them to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus, releasing more of you in our lives. Oh, we thank you this morning. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Lord. Bless those that are sick here, God. Touch and heal today. You heal all manner of sickness and disease. You took a beating for the healing of the nation. Father, we know that there's yet healing in the hem of your garment. Lord, you can speak the word and we'll be healed. Speak healing to us this morning, that we'll heal from the crown of our head to the sole of our feet. Father, we want to be healed physically, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. Strengthen us today. Heal us today. That, God, we can do more. We can run this race with a little more patience in the name of Jesus. Bless those that are incarcerated and their families. Bless those that are in every branch of the military and their families. Bless children, God, this morning. Suffer little children to come unto me and forbid them not, for such is your kingdom. Father, we pray for widowers and bereaved families, intercessory prayer people. We pray for preachers everywhere, preaching in the name of Jesus in obedience unto you and love for your people. Father, we ask this morning that you would bless Israel and prosper Jerusalem. We ask that you would remember our brothers and sisters overseas, God, Canada, Africa, everywhere, Lord. Bless as only you can do. Bless their going out and their coming in. Father, supply the need in their lives. If they need money for their children's schooling, if they need food, clothes, shelter, whatever it is this morning, Father, we ask that you would bless. But most of all, we ask that you would bless them with spiritual wisdom in the name of Jesus. Or today, Lord, we thank you. We thank you. And Father, we ask that you would continue to bless America and the leadership of America. Father, I ask this morning in the name of Jesus that you would rebuke the devourer for America and the leadership of America for your sake. Father, I ask this morning that you would open every door, that every American would come to their right minds, God, restore their minds, that they would lift up your name, and that they would be healed spiritually of you in the name of Jesus. Bless this segment of Jesus in the Morning. Have your way here today. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord. Bless the administration of our military, God. Every branch, bless today as only you can do in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for that. Oh, we thank you, Lord, for we always have something to pray. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord. And, Father, we thank you that what's hidden you reveal, and we're grateful unto you. But today, Father, help us to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Help us today to keep our mind on you, for it's you that would keep us in perfect peace because we trust you. Do it for us. Continue to strengthen us to wait on you and be of a good courage. You're coming to strengthen our heart. Help us to just wait. In the name of Jesus, we ask in all of this morning. For Father, you're able to deliver more than we need. Those that stand in need of finances this morning, Father, I ask that you would open up the windows of heaven, pour out finances upon them. Lord, I ask this morning that you would pour out enough that they would share with others. In the name of Jesus, or bless today. Bless our children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. Lord, move by your spirit today in the name of Jesus, according to our prayers and according to your will. Do it for your glory, that God, you will be lifted up in the earth in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor. And, Father, today we give you all the praise, for there's none like you. We ask it all again in your Son Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank God this morning because he's there all the time, waiting patiently. Yeah, waiting patiently for us. Yeah, anything we need to tell him, anything we need to ask him, he's there. His phone line is never busy. If you text, he's going to text you back. I Hallelujah. If you send him a fax, he's going to fax right back. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. For he's for us today. He's on our side. He just wants us to get it right with him. Hallelujah. And again this morning, let the words of our mouth be acceptable in the meditation of our hearts. The words of our mouth and meditation of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in Jesus' name. That blessed me. I've been watching it and staying with it. I was talking to Shantae, and we kind of was getting off course. And I said, hold up, wait a minute. No, we don't want to talk about this. This is not the way we want to talk about it. We both repented right then and there. So, Lord, help us that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart will be acceptable in thy sight. You're our Lord and our Redeemer. Yeah. We got to watch them words. Yeah. We got to watch judging others unjustly. We got to watch what we say. He hear every word we say. He hear every word. And at judgment, we got to give an account of every word spoken. So we want to be careful. When we stand before him, our movie will be played. We're the starring actor. We're the leading actors in this world. We're the producers. We're the directors. We're everything in our movie. That when we stand before him and he play it back, what will he see? From day to day, what we've done, what will God see? Hallelujah. It's all right this morning in Jesus' name. So listen, I'm going to the scriptures of the day. I'm looking at Numbers. Anybody know Numbers? It's the fourth book. Well, the third book from Genesis, because you got Genesis, Exodus, I think it's Deuteronomy, and then Numbers. So look, we're going in that book, and what I've learned is this. Numbers help to organize, set things in order. Numbers can calculate. You can calculate numbers. You can add numbers, multiply, subtract. But in this particular place, God is using numbers to organize, to set in order. Hallelujah. It's going to add up. Some things will be multiplied. Some things will be subtracted. But God used numbers. So we call this book Numbers. And when you get into it, you see the book should have been called Wandering, W-A-N-D-E-R-I-N-G, because they wandered around. In the wilderness for 40 years. An 11-day trip, they tell me, turned into 40 years of agony. They went through out there in the wilderness because they just couldn't let go and let God be God. They just couldn't wait. They couldn't obey. They just had to have something else. And many of us like that. God say, wait. We just can't do that. But he understands. So when we find ourselves in these positions being anxious, we take it to the Lord in prayer because his word said, be anxious for nothing. All things through prayer and supplication. We make our requests known unto God. So we tell him, Lord, I'm feeling a little anxious, Lord, and your word say, be anxious for nothing. Help me, God, to get rid of this anxiousness. Deliver me from anxiousness. Deliver my mouth, my tongue, from speaking that which is not right. Deliver my heart from feeling what I shouldn't be feeling because I got you. And Lord, you're more than enough. More than enough. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm grateful unto him this morning. So look, we're going to one more song of the morning. And when we come back, we're coming back with our topic of today. Do not strike the rock. Don't do it. Don't strike it. We're going to believe God. We're going to obey God and sit back. Wait on him because the blessings is coming. He's bringing great blessings, miracles our way into this year of 2021. I can't help what we see right now, what we feel right now, what we think. He's doing it. So we want to believe, trust him, and obey. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So let me get this song going, and we will be all right.
but not defeated. Cast down, but not destroyed. There are times I don't understand, but I believe it's turning around for me. I've had struggles and disappointment. There are times I felt so alone. Some of my friends say, let me down, but I still believe it's turning around for me. Around for me. Around for me. Around for me. It's turning around for me.
Around for me.
Can you just say it into the atmosphere?
Around for me. Around for me.
It's turning around.
Turning around for me.
'Cause I can see the breaking.
I can see the breaking of day.
God is
making a way. A change is coming for me.
If I stay strong.
If I stand strong and believe.
There's no reason to doubt. I know he's working it
out.
And it's turning around. This is the good news. And it won't always be like this. He will perfect that concern. And sooner or later, it'll turn in my favor.
Sooner or later, turn in my favor.
It's turning around. Concerning me, and sooner or later, turn in my favor. That just lift your hands to the atmosphere and claim your season of turnaround. Hallelujah.
Spreading the love worldwide. www.jesusinthemorningradio.com.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mr. Vashawn Mitchell. Turning it around for me. Yeah, Jerry gave me that last week, and I wanted to play it at a right time for a special occasion, and that is today. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Turn it around for me. Yeah, that's what God does for us. He turned it around. Yeah, because evil always want to conquer us. Even our flesh, it want to conquer us and have us doing things that's against the will of God. Not so. Yeah. Because we run to him with everything. We tell him everything. And he's the one that can pick it up and turn it around. He don't even have to pick it up. He just turn it around for our good. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. That you're able to turn it around for us. If he does not turn it around, what that means is this, is yet going to work together for your good. It's your trial, and our trials come to make us strong. I can't say God never answered my prayers. I can't say that. I can say this, he gave me what was good for me. He gave me what would bless me and what would bring me out better than all right. That's what he did for me. And that's what he does for me. And even today, I often say it, I just feel like I'm some kind of spoiled child. His spoiled child. Because I can go to him for anything. He would in no wise cast me out. Even if I go to him thinking the wrong thing, he'll help my thoughts. He'll teach me right then and there. No, Barbara, this is not what you want because of this, this, and this. Consider this. Look at this. Because he always give us a choice. He don't force anything on us. Huh? And we good right there. Amen goes right there. Oh, I'm grateful this morning. Woo! What a mighty God we serve. Yeah. Listen. This is one scripture that often comes to mind. The race is not given to the swift or the strong, but to those who endure to the end. See, that come to mind because many days we may be tired. Some days we battling to keep the spirit of depression off of us. Some days we are battling with anxiety, hurt, pain, sickness, different things. But we are not giving up running the race. We are not stopping. No way, no how. We're going to keep going because we're headed somewhere. And the end result is victory for us. We're always winning. Always winning. He made it possible. And he even told us this, listen now, I want you to understand, the world hated me, they hate you. But I want you to know I overcome the world and so will you. I overcame and so will you. But stay in the race. Don't get out the race. Some days you may have to lay down for a little while. Some days you may have to just stop and sit down. You may need some water along the way in the race. You need a towel to wipe the sweat off you because you've been running in the race. And you're not running fast, but you're running. Yeah, because it makes no difference when you get there. The thing of the whole thing is just finish the race. Just finish it. And it's all right today in Jesus' name. Well, Barbara, how I'm finishing the race when he called your name, when he called you home, the race is over. But until you leave here, keep running. It's already all right in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That one right there, that was just a little appetizer. You know, that's what that was. But we're going on with the meat and the potatoes of it. So we're looking at Numbers chapter 20. And we're starting at verse 1. Then came the children of Israel, even the whole congregation, into the desert of Zin in the first month, and the people abode in Kadesh. And Miriam died there and was buried there. We know that Miriam was Moses' sister, Moses and Aaron's sister. She died. Yeah, and they buried her there, Kadesh. Ah, yeah. And there was no water for the congregation. And they gathered themselves together against Moses and Aaron. Anybody ever saw this in the church? The folks that come together and they're against the pastor. The pastor talking to God. He working with God. He obeying God. And God is giving him instructions. He don't have time to deal with these people and their flesh because he too busy getting spiritual stuff. They help them to become spiritual so that they can become blessed more. God can work miracles in their lives. He can turn it around for their favor. But they come against him because they're not getting what they want. Yeah. Well, we wanted the choir to have burgundy robes and let that yellow thing hang off their shoulder. He'd even write us back and tell us whether or not we're going to get the robes or not, just one thing after another. Sometimes the deacon board come against them. Every deacon got something to do. They can't go to the hospital and do communion. They can't go to the sick people home and do communion. The pastor got all this other stuff to do, plus he got to go and do communion with these people. It's something always. So they gathered themselves together against, not for, but against Moses and against Aaron. And the people chode with Moses and spake, saying, would God that we had died when our brethren died before the Lord. I wish we would have died. Yeah, we needed to die. I wish we had. Yeah. And why have you brought up the congregation of the Lord into this wilderness? That we and our cattle should die here. They done forgot God freed them from Pharaoh. They done forgot God took them across the Red Sea on dry land. They done forgot Pharaoh was right behind them. And when they went, Pharaoh and his men went into the sea, they drowned. They done forgot all of this. They done forgot God led the way. God is preparing for them. God is giving to them. They can cry or ask for something. God will give it. But an 11-day journey turns into 40 years. It wasn't God. Something was wrong with us, the people. It's not God, it's us. Ah, yeah. So in the fifth verse, it says, and wherefore have you made us to come up out of Egypt? Wasn't Pharaoh back there dogging them? At one time, he was supplying the straw for them to make the brick and the mortar. Gave them what they needed to be slaves to him and get the work done. Wasn't Pharaoh doing all these evil things to them? Wasn't they crying to God for deliverance? God delivered them from under the hand of Pharaoh. Again, brought them through the Red Sea on dry land. Drowned the Pharaoh army. But they can't remember the things he has done. So they're going to come against the one that he set in leadership, Moses and Aaron. Yeah. And the fifth verse says, and wherefore have you made us to come up out of Egypt to bring us into this evil place? Evil place. It is no place of seed or of figs or of vines or of pomegranates. Neither is there any water to drink. Look at this. Just a grumbling and complaining. Just a grumbling and complaining. Why not just ask Moses in a nice way, Moses, would you go to God and ask him to give us some water? Moses, would you go to God and ask him to give us some food? They couldn't just go there. They just had to go grumbling and complaining, making things worse than they really were. How many can lift your hands if you've seen this before? How many can lift your hands if you've done this before? I'm lifting my right hand. Yeah, been there and done that too. The more the pastor do, the more we need. We can find every fault in the pastor or leadership. We find every fault we can in the president. God done allowed him to be president. You voted for him. You wanted him. You got him, now you're crying. Well, what about this? Well, what about that? I thought he was going to do this. He said, trust no man. We got to trust God. Yeah. So look, neither is there any water to drink. Oh, there's something serious. That's us, people. Yeah, that's us, humans. Enough is never enough. And when we want something, we look around and we can't get it. We're looking around for somebody to blame. We're always looking to put blame somewhere else. We don't take self-inventory and look at us. We need somebody else to blame. That's how we roll, as the world says. Six says, and Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly unto the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And they fell upon their faces, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. Now, y'all complaining and grumbling against me and all of this. I'm going to God about it, see, because you belong to him. You don't belong to me. I'm the vessel that he's using in this hour. But you belong to God. And if God don't move for you, I certainly can't. His eyes are in every place, beholding the evil and the good. He's the one that sleep not slumber, because sometimes you call me 5:30, I'm snoring. I'm getting it up off me. Yeah. And many times you call me 12 o'clock, I'm really in it, getting it real good. I don't even know where I am, I'm sleeping so good. So what we need, we got to go to God. He done cut the middleman out that we could come straight to him in his son's name. And because we came in the Son name, who is the mediator between us and God, the Son take the petition to God. And because the Son brought it, God go ahead and do it. Many times. Many times we don't deserve it, but because the Son brought it, God go ahead and grant us our petition. So 7 says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying this. Now the people done grumbled and complained against him. They done accused him of this and accused him of that. And look, God, he ran to God. Him and Aaron, his brother. And they fell on their face. They meant business. It was serious business. And because they didn't try to give the people an answer or they didn't try to fix it, they went to God, fell on their face, and the glory of the Lord appeared unto them. He was right there. He was right there. They could see it. They could feel it. 7 says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying. Now, it didn't say he spoke unto Aaron. It says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, take the rod and gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron, thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, and it shall give forth his water. And thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock, so thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts to drink. This is what God told him to do. Speak unto the rock. And it's going to do what you tell it to do. But you got to speak to it. So look what happens. 9 says this, and Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded. I want to share this a little bit. Partial obedience, we may as well not obey. We can't do part of what God says. We got to do the whole thing. You can't do a portion of the instructions. You got to do all the instructions of God if you want the true blessings of God. He said, delight yourself also in me. I will give you the desires of your heart. Now, he didn't tell me to delight myself in the church. He didn't even tell me to delight myself in the word. He said, delight yourself also in me. In other words, seek first my kingdom and my righteousness. Come unto me, trust me, believe me, wait on me, watch your tone, watch your words. But see, that's not what we want to do. We want to do it our way, no matter what he say. Yeah, that's how we want to roll. And Moses took the rod from before the Lord as he commanded him. And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, look at this now. This is not what God said. God said, speak to the rock. Let's go back there. Take the rod and gather thou assembly, gather thou the assembly together, thou and Aaron thy brother, and speak ye unto the rock before their eyes, before the congregation eyes, the assembly of the people eyes. And it shall give forth his water, and thou shalt bring forth to them water out of the rock. So thou shalt give the congregation and their beasts drink. You're going to be able to give them some water. Just speak to the rock. But look what Moses And Moses and Aaron gathered the congregation together before the rock. And he said unto them, hear now, ye rebels. Is that what God said? Hear now, you rebels, you thugs. Listen here. Must we fetch you water out of this rock? Well, she was going to get water from Moses. God said, go speak to the rock. You over there name calling and being smart, being sarcastic. That's not what God told you to do. Must we fetch you water out of this rock? They don't know nothing about no rock. God told you. He told you to get together the congregation, get together the assembly of the people. He didn't tell the people. He told you. Now you're going to be smart and going to call these people rebels. Yeah, that's not what God said. God loved his people. He had a purpose and a plan for them because God understands us better than any preacher, any leader. God knows the very intent of our hearts. He made us. He knows all about us. So he knew what they were doing, but yet he wanted to bless his people. He was yet looking beyond their fault and yet willing to meet their needs. The same thing he do for us today. He looked beyond the fault and yet meet our needs. Oh, yes, he does. In 11, it says, and Moses lifted up his hand, and with his rod he smote the rock twice. Bam, hit it. Bam. That's not what God said. He said, speak to the rock. And the water came out abundantly. Oh, boy, it was just flowing. And the congregation drank, and their beasts also. Now, look what happened. And the Lord spake unto Moses and Aaron, because ye believe me not to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Because look now, these are my people. They belong to me. I didn't tell you to go to the congregation, Moses, calling them names and being sarcastic. I asked you to speak to the rock. You went over there and hit it twice. You struck the rock twice. That's not what I told you to do. So you and Aaron, because you believe me not, and sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel. Because see, if you'd have spoke to the rock and the water just flowed, they were going to believe in me. And they were going to see how easy it was for me to provide for them, which would cause them to come to me and do the right thing before me and do what's good before me. But now you done hit the rock when I said speak. And now you're over here calling my people names and being smart with them. So therefore, you should not bring this congregation into the land which I have given them. Now, you're not going over into the promised land. You're not going to the land of milk and honey. Y'all been struggling in this wilderness 40 years, and you've been right here with them in agony. You've been right here with them suffering. I was bringing you to better as soon as you can get your mind right. I'm giving you rules and regulations. I'm giving you laws to keep you safe. I'm giving you laws to save you. I'm giving you laws so you can stay in tune and in touch with me. You can communicate with me. We can have conversation. But you couldn't do it. You had to make a golden calf. You had to grumble and complain all the time. Hell, they brought us out here. We hungry and we going to perish to death out here. Moses brought us out. I gave you manna. I gave you bread from heaven. You're complaining and grumbling and blah, 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 blah. We ain't got no meat. This all we going to eat? I caused the birds to fall so you could have meat. Now you want water. You grumble and complain. You want water. I'm giving you water. Moses, you included in this because you've been out there with them for 40 years. I want to bless you and get you out of this wilderness. But you must obey. Yeah. If you don't obey, I can't let you back out there. Pharaoh had you one time. What other tragedy going to catch you? And this time, you're doomed. because you don't follow instructions. Instructions with Almighty God is very important. And I know many of us, we want the end results, which are the blessings. But the first thing is to pay close attention and obey the instructions. That will get you the full benefit of the blessings. Yeah. Do not strike the rock. That's what Moses did. He struck the rock. God said, speak to it. He struck it. Yeah, God told him to bring the people together. He went out there fussing himself and complaining, you rebels. And they're going to get smart with them. Must we give you water out of this rock? Of course, because that's what God said to do, Moses. God said, do that, not strike the rock. So look, paying attention to verse 6. Moses and Aaron, look what they did. They left the people and went to God on their faces to show God, we need your guidance and we cannot fix any of this. They went on their face. They did the right thing in going to God and going on their face as a sign of humbleness and obedience and I'm weak, but you strong. But watch after God gives instructions what happens. Disobedience came in now. How many know disobedience, obedient unto God is a form of witchcraft? Did you know that? You're working a work without even knowing it. Because you're going to do it your way, which you have no power. And the enemy, the devil, going to come in there with you and make it worse than it was. But had you obeyed God, it wouldn't be witchcraft. You wouldn't be bewitched. You wouldn't be confused. You wouldn't be thinking one thing when it's another. But if you're kicking against the prick, it's going to make it hard, which means you're not doing it God's way. God speak, and you're still trying to figure it out. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Yeah. And see, disobedience can cause severe harm and cause many bad things to come your way. How many know it can even cause death? You could die. Your children can die. Other family members, your co-workers, your ministry can die. You can even die spiritually and naturally. Disobedience can cause severe harm and cause many bad things to come our way. Yeah. I looked at this. God is faithful. And this is what he wants for us. He wants us to be faithful unto him. He wants us to obey him because being faithful and obedience unto God calls us to be saved and safe. Safe and saved. Something coming your way, God will block it so that you're saved from it. You're safe from it. Yeah, he's that kind of God. So look, we know that the word number or numbers help to organize, set in order, and many more things like calculate, add, subtract, and multiply, which are basics. We know this. More can become included, division, fractions, and the list can go on. However, in the book of Numbers, God used it to organize and set things in order according to the tribe leadership. If we go over to Numbers 1, let me show you this too. Because it's called Numbers because he's setting things in order and trying to get them to a place. But I don't think they wanted to get to that place. Yeah, they had other things in mind. But God even told them, said, look, take ye the sum of all the congregation. This is Numbers chapter 1 and verse 2, starting there. Take ye the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel after their families, by the house of their fathers, which the number of their names, with the numbers of their names, and every male by their poles. Now look, get them all together, and according to who the leader is in the family, who the father is. And write down their names so we can count it. Every male by his poll, from 20 years old and upward, all that are able to go forth to war in Israel, thou and Aaron shall number them by their armies. Look at this. And with you there shall be a man of every tribe, every one head of the house of his father. And with you there shall be I just read that. I'm sorry. That's four, verse four. But look what he did. I'm on five. And these are the names of the men that shall stand with you of the tribe of Reuben, Israel, and the son of Shedeur. Now look, he gave the tribes: Simon, Judah, Issachar, Zebulun. And under that, he gave the name of each one: Benjamin, Dan, Asher, Gad, Naphtali. Yeah. These were the renown of the congregation, princes of the tribes of their fathers, heads of thousands in Israel. And Moses and Aaron took these men, which are expressed by their name. God set things in order. And he had a reason for doing just this. He had a reason for setting things in order. Yeah. So, however, in the book of Numbers, God used it to organize, set things in order according to the tribe leadership. Numbers can be called the book of wandering because he numbered two sets for the Israelites. First at Mount Sinai and the second on the plain of Moab. Most of the book describes Israel's experiences as they wandered in the wilderness. Looking back in the book of Numbers, an 11-day journey took 40 years of agony, you can say. Today we use numbers all over the world to organize, set in order, and calculate one way or another. Moses disobeyed God out of anger. God told him to speak to the rock, but Moses struck the rock with the rod. Yeah. How many God done told to do something and we did something different? Look at Saul, King Saul. He told him, go over there and kill them Amalekites. Kill the king, the wife, everything that breathes over there. The animals, don't bring nothing out of there. Saul disobeyed. Moses died. He didn't get to see the promised land from disobedience. Guess who else died from it? Saul did too. Saul suffered and died because he disobeyed God. He didn't go over there and kill them Amalekites. He went over there and brought the king to his table. Brought the enemy to his table. The prophet Samuel come and said, Saul, what is this? I hear bleeding sheep in my ear. Because they took the spoil. And this is what Saul told the prophet. It wasn't me, but the people wanted it. I can't let the people get me killed. I'm not going to die for the people because I'm disobedient. When we look back at Pilate, look what he did. He's going to kill Jesus and set the evil one free because he wanted to please the people. I can't please people. I must please Almighty God in obedience unto him. Yeah, I got to make my calling an election sure with him. So now, we look at the severe and bad things that happened from disobedience. We look at the 11-day trip that took them 40 years. God said, go left, and they went right. Yeah, just like us, he said, go left, we go right. And we'll make an excuse right now. Well, Lord, I believe it should be this. No, he didn't ask you what you believe it should be. He told you what to do. And if you're not sure, go in prayer and tell him, Lord, I can't move until you make this plain to me, until you make this clear to me. I don't want to move wrong. I don't want to go left when you're telling me to go right. I don't want to die because of disobedience. I don't want to disrespect you because of disobedience. I don't want to work witchcraft because of disobedience. I want to obey you to the full letter, cross every T and dot every I. God, I want to do it right. And I want you to be pleased with what I've done. I may have to suffer because I got to do this, but if I suffer, I know it's not in vain because I'm doing it for your glory. I'm doing it unto you. Yeah. The 40 years opposed to the 11 days, I'm sure may have gotten the best of me because I called it upon myself being disobedient. I know what I'm saying today because I was not in that wilderness, yet I've been in my own wilderness, wandering around in disobedience. Oh, yeah, been there, done that. Moses did not make it to the promised land. And there were things cut short for me. He didn't kill me. He didn't destroy me. But what I could have had, I didn't get it. Disobedient. Yeah. Didn't go back to him and say, Lord, I want to make sure this is what you have me to do. And Lord, I'm weak in this area. Would you strengthen me so that I can obey? No, just straight up disobedient, full of witchcraft. Yeah, because disobedient, that's what you're working for, you know it or not. Yeah. So we, each one of us, have had our own wilderness experience. But today, we don't want to strike the rock. God says, speak to it. That's what we want to do. They did me wrong for the roof. They did me wrong for the plumbing. They did me wrong for the electrical in my house. I don't want to strike them. I want to speak. And if you don't hear, because I'm led by God, what to say. And if you don't hear, then I let it go. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. Let the wheat and the tare grow together in the day of harvest. I do to separate. God know when the time is right to separate. God know when it's time to punish and how to punish. He made each of us, the good, the bad, and the ugly. Those that are out there in the world, he made them too. He know what button to push. He know what to cut off. He know what to mend. He know what to put together. He know what to dissemble. He know it all. So as we in our wilderness experience, we are there for disobedience. We are there because we haven't stopped. We haven't prayed about this thing. We grumbling and complaining. We just keep making excuses. And everybody but me are to blame. Everything and everybody's to blame but me. I would have graduated, but this, but they. I would have finished college, but they. I would have went to church, but see, these preachers. I would have did the overtime on the job, but see, that supervisor always got an excuse. Always blaming others. Always grumbling and complaining. So we just keep wandering around in this wilderness. We refuse to stop and pay attention to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart be acceptable in his sight. We refuse to keep our mind on him so that he can keep us in perfect peace because we trust him. We trust everything but God. Some trust in chariots. Some trust in the internet. Some trust in the mega church, the mega preachers, all kind of stuff they in their car. Some people have made gods out of their children, grandchildren. I can't let them go. I got to take care of them. We done made gods out of them. And the real God letting you see what you get from false gods. You ain't getting nothing but told out it get worse and worse. But when we go to the true and living God, and make up our mind to obey him. And if we don't know how, we go into him to tell him about it. Lord, I don't know how to do this. I need you to show me and strengthen me and help me. Man ought to always pray. You got a reason. Pray without ceasing. You have a reason. boy, we want to grumble and complain. How many have said, because I'm going to tell you about me. I have said this. See, if I was out there in that wilderness, I wouldn't have did that. Anybody ever said that? How can they do God like that? He brought them through the Red Sea. Remember, I'm human, and humans forget. Just remind me, dear Lord. Oh, remind me, just remind me, dear Lord. Because how soon we forget. Yeah, we do it right now. Yes, we do. How soon we forget. That's how they was out there wandering around and forgot Pharaoh. Them forgot the Red Sea experience. Them forgot manna. He fed them bird meat. He kept them safe. Gave them light and in the night. Gave them day. They forgot. And sometimes they just don't believe anyway unless he do something. Each time he work a miracle in their life or he blessed them with something, what we call big, then we remember. When he gave them that bread from heaven, manna, they didn't even know what they was eating. Bread from heaven? I never ate no manna. Not the real manna from heaven. Now, God feed me good food every day if I want it, all them vegetables. Oh, yeah. But I'm talking about bread from heaven. I want you to know I can't throw the rock at him. It might ricochet and come back and hit me. I can't judge. But listen, we got to remember. We got to pray and listen when the Holy Ghost speak to us. When the Holy Spirit speak to you, stop yourself and listen and pay close attention. A lot of times we make excuses and say, oh, no, that was me. That wasn't the Holy Ghost saying that. Stop yourself. Go to the Lord in prayer. This is serious business. This is why the race wasn't given to the swift or the strong, but the one that endured to the end, because God knew there were some days when we didn't pay attention. There were some days when we thought we had it all together. We running this race. Stop and listen. A great change going to come in your life if you stop and listen. If when God give a scripture, you pay it close attention, a great change coming in your life. Because, see, when you let the words of your mouth and the meditation of your heart be acceptable in his sight, he going to show you, I'm much more than strength and redeeming. I can do much more than make you strong, and I've already redeemed you. I can show you something else. I can show you that I'm your shepherd and you shall not want. I can show you that, yea, though you walk through the valleys of the shadows of death, you don't have to fear evil. I can show you I will prepare a table before you in the presence of your enemies. But you got to stop. You got to pay attention. You got to have a heart willing to obey God. I don't care what it costs you. And this is what I tell you. At any cost, whatever it costs me, I want to do it, Lord. Because guess what? In the end, I'm having victory. I've already won. The victory is mine, but do I believe this? I had to tap my own self on the shoulder and say, look here. Are you going to plant seeds or you going to play games now? Because if you don't plant the seed, that's all you're going to have is the seed. You need a harvest. Go ahead and drop the seed in the ground. Not many days from now you're going to reap the harvest. But guess what? As soon as I drop the seed, the harvest come up. He multiplied quickly unto me. But I have to stop myself, and I have to remember. And I keep things around me to remind me to plant my seed, pay my tithes and offering. And God is much more. His work is worth much more than 10%. All he asks is 10, and we got a whole 90. And he can multiply that 90. He's done it for me many times. Multiplied it. I gave him off the top his 10. And he brought that thing back right. Not only can I pay my stuff, but I can pay somebody else's stuff. Not only can I help me, I can help somebody else. But only those he sent my way. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Because he's going to turn around and work it for my good. He's going to turn what I did for them around and bless me. Now I can bless somebody else. Oh, y'all don't hear me today. Obedience, his word said, is better than the sacrifice. Oh, we go pay tithes and offerings. We go to the altar with deny you, lay me down to sleep. I pray the Lord my soul to keep. If I should die before I wake, I pray the Lord my soul to take. Oh, we go with that kind of stuff. Ain't nothing wrong with it, but it's light and airy. I want to go with him with our Father which art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily. And Lord, I feel like I'm falling short. Lord, I feel like I'm not obeying to the fullest. I need strength and I need your help. I want to obey you at any cost. Show me the way. Show me what to do. Take me to your word. Help me to understand this serious business. I can't sit around and look at what I don't have. I can't sit around and look at what I want and wonder about what I want. What I got to do is take my burdens to the Lord and leave them there, expecting him to bless, because I'm a winner. I've already won. But I got to stay in the race. I can't just drop out. Because that race is not given to the swift nor the strong, but the one that endures to the end. I got to keep going. It's going to be some hard days. Some days there may not be no food and water, no electric. I may not own this house now. I may rent it. Things may change, but I yet got to go to God. I yet got to stay in the race, because if I go to him, he going to show me why. Sometimes he may not show me why, but because of my obedience, he just step up on the scene and just bring everything brand new. I'm not telling you what the preacher told me or the Sunday school teacher taught me or I got from somebody at the seminary. I'm telling you it from experience what he's done for me. But I had to stay in obedience. When I lived in Hilltop, I couldn't go out there in the project and tell them people, you're rebels, you're thugs, you heathens, I couldn't do that. That's not what he told me to do. In loving kindness have I drawn thee. Not because I was scared. Hallelujah, Jesus. Yeah, not because I'm scared. I was scared. But because I had to obey him. Some things like Moses I didn't like. I thought he should have did this and did that. But guess what? Who am I? And he would quickly remember when. Huh? You looking at her in the skimpy clothes going to judge her, but do you remember when? Do you remember when you wore the red hot pants? That's what they was called, not Daisy Dukes. They was called hot pants because they were so short and wrong. Yes, Lord Jesus. But listen, do you remember when you stole from the bank? Do you remember all the bank robbery you did, Barbara? But now you're going to point at somebody? Couldn't do it. Because the light would shine up on my old dirt and remind me where I came from. By his grace and his mercy, most of all his love, he made me a new creature. I couldn't make myself one, and I didn't. He did. But I must learn to obey. So Moses did not make it to the promised land. He got to see it. Because God is yet gracious, merciful, and his love abound for his people. Moses still belonged to him, disobedient and all. Yeah, he still loves his disobedient children. He just wants us to get it right. Oh my. did not make it into the promised land, only saw it. Isn't that something? Woo! Because of your own hand, because of what you did to yourself, you didn't make it in, Moses. Yeah, I was hurt for Moses myself, but I'm like, I believe it was like what God told the prophet Samuel. How long you going to mourn for Saul? All that disobedience he done done. How long will you mourn for him? So I can't keep mourning for Moses. I got to get myself right. I got to learn not to be disobedient, but obey God at any cost, whatever it costs. And what I mean by that, you got to bring that flesh under subjection. Oh, you've been running with them and y'all been having a good time and this, that, and the other, and some been smoking a little tweed, and, you know, some been taking a little strong drink, and, you know, it's just been having a good time. But this is what we got to do now. We got to let all that go. Go to God in prayer. We got to submit our all unto him, bring our flesh under subjection, because that's the problem. We let the flesh run, and we run with it. But how many know the flesh can't please God, only the spirit? And carnal is constantly, your flesh constantly fighting against the spirit. God say, go right, you go left. God say, don't do it, you do it anyway. And some do it unconscious in the self because they don't pay it no attention. But there's a way that seems right to a man, the scripture says, but the end thereof is destruction. We must obey God at any cost. If it costs your life, obey him. If he said obedience is better than the sacrifice, he won't even hurt you because you didn't pay tithes and offering. He won't do nothing to you if you didn't plant a seed to carry his word all over the world. But if you disobey, and that's part of, because if you do those things, that's disobedient, and it is witchcraft. Yeah. God, he made a promise, and even though they disobeyed God, his love caused Israel to yet make it to the promised land. Not Moses. The leader failed the test. Have you failed in your household as parents? Because you're the leadership there. Have the pastor failed in the church? That's why the people were so afraid when they heard about the coronavirus. We heard corona before we heard COVID-19. Because what were we teaching? What was we living? So that when this thing come about, we biting all our nails, all shaking like a leaf on a tree. Because we didn't stay with a stable relationship with God. We didn't remember to let the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in his sight. O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. We didn't keep Proverbs 3:5-7. We didn't tell him, Lord, help me to trust you with all my heart and lean not to mine own understanding. In all my ways, help me to acknowledge you. You're going to direct my path. Help me not to be wise in my own eyes. Father, help me to fear you and depart from evil. See, we didn't take these important things and prop them up where we can see them and put them into action. God is an action God. He's looking for action children. He's looking for children that's going to take his word and put it into action. They're going to obey. But Moses failed that test. God says, speak to the rock. Moses went and hit it twice. Called them rebels. And got smart with the congregation that God told him to assemble together. That's not what God told him to do. He told him to go right. Moses went left. And it caused him great problems. He saw it, but he didn't get to go in there. I want to go in there. I want to go to the... I done been out here in this wilderness suffering in agony long enough. I'm ready to get it right, Lord, because I want to go to my promised land. I don't want to stay out here in my wilderness wandering around. I don't know what your wilderness may be today. It could be lying, cheating, stealing, smoking dope. I don't know what your wilderness is. It could be women. It could be men. It could be lust. It could be a number of things. But whatever your wilderness is, we want to go to God today and talk to him about our wilderness experience. Lord, I'm ready to come out. Show me how to come out the wilderness. I want to come into your promised land. They wrote a song, tell me how do you feel when you came out the wilderness? How did it feel? Because you was leaning on the Lord. It's the only way you come out that wilderness. You must obey God, and God must bless you and bring you out. It's the only way. Do you be wandering around in your wilderness forever? It took them 40 years. How long is it going to take us? Yeah. Looking at what God told Moses in verse 7 was different than what Moses did in verse 11. Therefore, punishment came for Moses. But when we look at it, he did it to himself. Moses, you've been up in the mount with me getting the rules and regulations of God. You've been up in the mount getting the commandments. You've been up there getting the law. When you came down, you were lit up brighter than any Christmas tree ever could light up. You know God. But you're going to allow the people to make you angry enough to disobey. No, leave it alone. If God tell me to tell you something and I don't want to tell you, I prefer to pray and ask God, Lord, strengthen me. The spirit of disobedience trying to conquer me. I don't want to disobey. Show me how to tell him, Lord. Many days he said, open your mouth. When I open my mouth, he's speaking. Now, if you receive it, you bless. If you don't receive it, that's up to you and your punishment, not mine. I've done what he told me to do. Look, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man. It is better to trust the Lord than to put confidence in princes. That's Psalm 118, verses 8 and 9. This is what he said. And then he already told us, put no trust in no man. Because see, this is what we'll do. When the pastor said, yeah, the pastor said it, but what did the scripture say? Well, my mama said, yep, mama said that, but what did the word of God say? And we got to be careful what we following and who we following. Look at Moses. Went and got them commandments. God called him out there to that burning bush. But right there he started complaining. Lord, I got a speech impediment. You know I can't talk. Don't worry about that, Moses. I got a mouthpiece for you. All he need us to do is be willing to be obedient. Because we'll make some excuses and just stay in that wilderness, because that's where you're at when you disobey. I'm going to do it, Lord, when you have me to do it. I'm telling you to do it now. But you keep letting your flesh distract you. You keep looking in the flesh and not in my spirit. The harvest is plenteous now, and the laborers are few. I need you praying now that the Lord of the harvest will send more laborers, but I need you to remember what I called you for or chose you for. What did I say? Well, Lord, you done sent people to tell me, and I believe that, but God, you got, no, I'm not going to do no more. When you step out in faith, that's when I'm going to move. If you don't move, I'm not moving. That boy Ludacris, anybody ever heard of Ludacris? I know y'all know who I'm talking about. Ludacris said, when I move, you move just like that. When I move, you move just like that. When God say move, it should be just like that. But we listen to these preachers and we wilding around in it because we scared. And let me tell you something, honey. God used a chicken, a whale, and a donkey. If you're doing this from a sincere heart, believing it's in obedience unto God, God will put words in your mouth you didn't even know you understood. God will put it in a way that you presented it, that you know you didn't do this. You could have studied all year. You could have wrote for 2 years, but you could never put it together like this. Why? These are God people. He know what they need. You don't. You don't even know what you need. He said you don't even know what to pray for. So how am I going to get it together? I got to be led by the Spirit of Almighty God. And if God is not leading me, my flesh is, or the devil. Is God your flesh and the devil? Is your flesh the devil and God? Yeah. So look, Moses got his punishment. Has anyone got instructions from God and did what they wanted to do or did opposite of what God told you? I'm raising my right hand because I'm guilty. It is called striking the rock. That's what I'm calling it. I struck the rock. He said, speak, I struck it. You may or may not have been angry. I was angry sometimes. Sometimes I wasn't angry. I just wasn't going to do it his way. It felt better to my flesh to do it my way, but then here come the punishment. And then I went to repent, and I told him, well, I understand if you want to let me go. But you said go left, I went right. But he held on to me. He didn't let me go. He forgave me. He picked me up and brushed me off and set me back on the straight and narrow. Not only did he set me back on the straight and narrow, he came with his word. And his word continued to condemn me. And because of the condemning, it gave me a heart to straighten up. It gave me a heart of flesh. It gave me a heart of wanting to obey him at any cost. Because I got to see his love, his true love. I got to see because I messed up, he didn't throw me away. He's not like the world. He's not like church folks. Mess up with them church folks if you want to. They'll nail you to the cross sideways. Yeah. Ain't no forgive who or what. They done did it to me. Come on. Y'all come with me. And I'll get as many people as they can and make you carry your own cross up the hill and stretch you out and put them nails in your hand and your feet. And put that crown of thorn on your fool with them church folks and see what you get. Now, I'm just telling you, God's people are not like that. We're loving, kind, and merciful. We understand, been there, done that. I can't point the finger at you because you stole a bubble gum. But look what I did. I murdered somebody. But I'm going to point my finger at you for a bubble gum. Ain't no big sin and no little sin. Sin is sin. No big wrong and little wrong. Wrong is wrong. If I steal a 25-cent bubble gum, I'm just as guilty as them that done murdered. I'm just as guilty as the liar, the thief. I'm guilty. That's what I can tell you. Man is the one that weighed. Well, they didn't do this much. They did that much. No, God looking at it all. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. So look. If we do not kill this flesh, it will get us into trouble and cause us to miss going into the promised land. Because we're going to stay in our wilderness. I do not know what your promised land may be. It could be to obey God in ministry, maybe a Christian school you want to start, or feeding the hungry. The list is endless of our promised land. We cannot go to God for help and instruction and do what our flesh suggests. We must stay on course with the instructions of Almighty God so we can enter our promised land. I've had people to come to me because they believe. They believe I hear from the Lord. They believe God speak out my mouth. And they ask me something, and I give them the answer that God gave. They get quiet, and I don't hear from them no more. They didn't like the answer. And instead of them seeing God spoken, they was like, oh, that's what she want me to do. No, sir, and no, ma'am, it is not what I want you to do. I got my own cross to bear. I got my own shortcomings to work on. I got my own disobedience to fix. I'm not wanting you to do nothing. God spoke it. You asked me, I told you what he said, not what I said. Many years I had to pray about that because I used to say, now they really think I care what they do. I don't care. And the Lord tapped me on the shoulder. Yes, you do. Because I'm loved. Do you love them? If you love them, you're going to care about what happened to them. You're going to care about what they go through. I had to go back and repent for that. I'm like, I don't care. He said, cast your cares upon me, for I care for you. Now go on and let them cast their cares upon you because you care for them. Bring it on to me, and I'm going to fix it. They looking at you for me. Lead them to me. Stop knowing everything and being all of that. Stop it. I love him today. I love it. He will get you right where you're at and fix it. He'll show you you. Ooh, boy, some days. Lord, have mercy. He will show you you while you point your fingers at others and all of this. He's that kind of God. So look, how can a kill of flesh and live, Barbara? It's a spiritual death to your flesh, not a physical death. Pray, praying to God, asking him to lead and guide you, asking him to remind you, asking him for the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit will remind you if you want to walk upright before God daily. Because see, it's a daily thing. It's not sometime now. Obedience is daily. Walking with God in the Spirit is daily. It's not on Wednesday, Friday night, and Sunday. 7 days a week. 30 to 31 days a month. 365 days a year. We got to live this thing. Yeah. The world said, don't talk about it, be about it. And that's what we got to do. We got to do more than talk. We got to live it. Keep the word of God around you, listening to it. Faith comes by hearing, hearing the word of God. Use scriptures like, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Another scripture to remember and quote is, for we walk by faith and not by sight. This should help you to remember faith. With God, it's always a faith walk. With God, things are done by faith. And see, if we don't have enough of that, and remember, we'll be messed up. We will be messed up all the way around because we're allowing the flesh to dictate, not the Spirit of God. We see what Moses did. We don't want to strike the rock. It brought bad things to Moses. He got to see the promised land, but he didn't get to go. Can you imagine all them 40 years with them people, hell raising, and you know how they do. Hell raising and accusing him. You know, they got this group over here, and they get together, and today they're going to talk about Moses, and he think he all of that. Then you got that group over there, you know, they talking. He brought us out here to kill us, his own people. He against his own people. You know them groups you got. He had to endure all of that. And I'm sure he was fed up. And I'm sure sometimes we get fed up, but we got to remember God, that the words of our mouth and the meditations of our heart. Look what he did. He didn't leave your feelings out and your thoughts. That's what he said to get under control. Work with that. Stop that. Evil thinking. Stop that in your heart. You got evil. Did you notice right here? It all starts with the heart. This is what God deal with your heart. What's in there? We think he deal with really what we doing. No, he deal with what's in your heart. Because see, what's in your heart calls you to do what you're doing. I remember he told me, I'm telling you, I had that head cussing demon. Oh, boy, that thing was, oh, boy. But I wanted it to go. Ooh, I want to get that cussing up. Y'all have no clue. Whatever I had to do to get rid of that cussing demon, that's what I wanted to do. I didn't like it myself, and then I was afraid I was going to cuss around the bishop. I was going to cuss around the church folk, because that's what I used to do. That was my thing. I'm not holding no conversation with you, and every word wasn't a cuss word just about. They say every other word, but in my book, every word was a cuss word. You know, I add them other words to it, but hey. He delivered me from the cussing first. He delivered me from, later on he took me to the scripture that says, put that filthy communication out of your mouth. I didn't know the word said that. I just desired not to do that, and later on he showed me. He even showed me this. Well, if you go back, that body should surely lay down and never get up again. I didn't know nothing about that. He took me over to Philippians and taught me some things. He did it. Wasn't no preacher around, no pastor, no choir, no church. He did it for me. After he got through giving me the basics and a little bit more, then he added me to a church. Because before then, I had a form of godliness, going to church and denying the power thereof. Going to church because it felt good to say I went to church. Before the preacher could give a benediction, I was out the door doing wrong, fornicating, whatever I wanted to do. Smoking a little tweed if I want to, whatever. Cuss you out if I wanted to. Oh, but when he came in, when I allowed him to really come in, when I really got sick and tired of being sick and tired, and I really wanted God, he came in. Because he knew from my heart I was sincere. I just didn't know. He had to teach me the way. He had to teach me what to do. And see, he knew I had been around man, and I wasn't going for what man was talking about. Not at this time. I done had the pastor to hit on me before. You understand? No, I ain't no pastor going to tell me about God when he or she over. No, I don't want none of that. They having weed-smoking parties, this, that, and you think I'm going to listen to them? See, it hadn't got to me yet that when they was yet sinners, Christ died for them. He called them before they entered their mother's womb. See, that hadn't got to me yet, so I wasn't here with no preacher. Get back, Jack. Mm-mm. I don't want none of that. So God knew what he had to do for me. He had to come in and give me the basics and give me a little bit more. Then he placed me under a pastor that I could trust, Charles C. Woods. Pastor Rogers. Because they wasn't looking at me with a lustful eye. They was looking at my soul being lost in hell. They gave me the word of God. They didn't give me none of their words. Especially Pastor Rogers. Quali probably would have killed him anyway. That's his wife. Real sweet lady. But anyway, God sent me where I needed to get what I needed to get so that I could learn to be obedient unto him. And even in all of that from 93 to 2021, I'm still learning to obey him. I'll do it till I die. I'm constantly learning to obey God. Why? Nothing good that I've done, Lord, you gave your only son. I'm not worthy of the scars in his hands. Roll back the curtains of memory now and then. Show me where you brought me from and where I should have been. Remember I'm human and human forget. Just remind me, dear Lord. He gave me spirit, so to remind me. But I got to pay attention and be willing to obey the spirit. Anybody ever roll what the spirit said, the Holy Spirit said? Yeah, we override it. Many days that little soft, quiet voice. Sometimes it's so soft and quiet, we ignore it. We don't even know. That's why, again, the race is not given to the swift, not the strong, but the one that endured to the end, because we got to stop, pay attention, obey. And we can't just listen at people. We got to get in the book and in prayer for ourselves. Because if all you getting is what you taught from a man, I feel bad for you today. I need you to get it from God. I need you to go to God. I said, Lord, I honor my pastor. I honor the shepherd God. that you put over me. And I believe he's teaching me the truth. But God, I want to know from you. I want it your way. Your action, God, I want to live your word in action. Put your word into action. I want to apply your word to my daily life. I don't want to just know it. I want to walk it. I want to live it. And God, if you call me, I want to teach it. And you call me because you say me. I want to share it. This is what I want to do. I don't want to be disobedient. I don't want to be like Saul and Moses. I've been with you all this time. And now I'm going to disobey you. I done healed the sick. You told me to lay hands on them and you would heal them. I laid my hands and you healed them. I didn't even lay hands. You told me to speak. And what you brought out of my mouth healed them. And now I'm going to be disobedient. I don't want to be that way, Lord. I want to obey to the last letter. Strengthen me. I can't do it without you, though. I can't do it, Lord. Too much is approaching me. My flesh is stirred up. The enemy is cooking up. But if you be for me, you're more than the whole world against me. But, Lord, you got to give it to me. You got to strengthen me to do these things. Don't sit back and let it ride you by like ain't nothing happened or happening. Stop and go to him. Remember Moses. Struck that rock when God said, speak to it. Remember Saul. Kill them Amalekites, all of them. Saul brings the king, the Amalekite king, to the table. He suffered for that. God did not turn back to Saul, so Saul could hear from him again. He took his anointed and gave it to Saul's neighbor. He gave it to David. The prophet Samuel would have crying for him, Lord. I need you to heal Saul, God. Lord, talk to Saul again. God, forgive him. The Lord said, Samuel, how long you going to mourn for Saul? I done did what I'm doing. I've done it, and I'm not going to undo it. Get over it. Samuel, get over it. I told you what to tell Saul. He believed, but he didn't want to do it. How many times we believe, but we just didn't do it? God, look here. I told you about the $20 bill. God said, give the bishop $20. I said, oh, no. I can't tell y'all what I said, too. But I said, oh, no, I want to give him my $20. That last and final time, I almost told my purse up, I'm dead. He had the bishop to call me out. And it wasn't no embarrassment before the congregation because he didn't know and they didn't know what God had spoken to me. Bishop said, Barbara Mack, God told me to tell you to give me $20. If I didn't run to that person, get that $20, I almost tore it up, I'm telling you. I gave that 20 because I knew three times. I knew that was God. Ain't no way Bishop knew I was home when God spoke it. Ain't no way Bishop knew God told me to give him no $20. He didn't know that. God did all of that to confirm. See, you're holding back because you don't know for sure that this is me. I'm finna show you this me. I'm going to let him speak it out his own mouth to you. Let's see what you do with that. I had to give it up. Because usually when the prophet get up, it's confirmation of what's already taking place. It's just confirmation. But so many get so hyped and chase after the prophet. No, I'm going to chase after the instructions. Because see, if I follow the instructions of God, I'm going to receive the blessing. Huh? I'm going to get the miracles. And those that are praising God with me will get my overflow. What's left over is yours. And sometimes so much is left over. Then sometimes great things are left over. But we got to seek God with our own heart. Tell him about everything. We want to act like God is the church folks because we don't want to tell church folks nothing because we know we might hear it again. Yeah, we might hear it again, so we don't even tell God everything. Some of us say this, Lord, you know, and he do. But open your mouth and go on and tell him. Lord, today I got mad, Lord. And Lord, I was mad enough to strike the rock. But Father, I don't ever want to feel like that again because I never want to disobey you. Strengthen me, God. Teach me your way. Help me to do it your way. Help me to apply it to my everyday life. Lord, you are action God. I believe you want your children to put some action to these words that you cause man, you've inspired man to write so that we can live right, so that we can please you daily. Nothing is more important than pleasing you because you made us for your pleasure. You have blessed us from birth to the age where we are right now. You blessed our children. We had trials, God, but they only came to make us strong if we paid attention. All that you've done, many things we didn't pay attention, many places we didn't obey. But, Lord, I need your help today because I want to be yours. I want to obey you at all costs. Make me over. Redo me, God. Even send me a stronger anointing. Fix my heart. Every broken place, every evil place, everything that shouldn't be in there, fix it. And give me a clean heart. And renew the right spirit within me. Regulate my mind. Father, you gave me power, love, and a sound mind. Hallelujah, Jesus. Regulate my mind so that I think right. So that I think on things above, not on things on the earth where moss and rust corrupt and thieves can break in and steal. Help me to keep my mind on you. You will keep me in perfect peace because I trust you. Help me today to trust you with all my heart and lean not to my own understanding. In all my ways, Father, help me to acknowledge you. You're going to direct my path. Help me not to be wise in my own eyes. Help me to fear you and depart from evil. I heard the scripture say, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And you're going to strengthen my heart. I just need to wait on you. Help me to wait. Help me not to be anxious. Help me to pray in season and out of season. Help me to pray without ceasing. Your word said man should always pray and not faint. Give me a prayer life in the name of your son, Jesus. Help me today, God, to get it right with you. Nothing matters more. Nothing matters more than doing it your way, getting it right with you. You give me the wisdom and the strength to live right before you daily. You gave me your spirit. Help me to stir it up in me in the name of Jesus. Help me today, Lord. This is not an overlooking time. This is a serious time when I must get it right with you. Father, I know not the day, not the hour when you'll call me home. So I want my heart to be right. I want you to fix it. So my heart is after you. Give me a heart of flesh in the name of Jesus. Yeah. We got to go to him about things. Because, see, we don't go to him about everything. We play games. We hitting and missing. But he wants us to get it right with him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Listen, I'm going to one more song of the morning. Well, first, let me say this little prayer. We're going to one more song of the morning, and when we come back, the studio is open. Hallelujah. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for your word today. For your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. Forever, O God, that word is settled in heaven. And, Father, your word fell today. Don't let it fall on stony ground. Lord, don't let it fall where the weeds are choking out of them. But let it fall on good ground, Father, in the name of Jesus. Because whether we receive or believe, it won't deny the fact that your word holds true. We thank you for all you've done already, what you're doing right now, and, Father, what you're going to do. We ask this morning that we would be spiritual people walking according to your spirit, walking in your spirit, that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh, that, God, we can lead others to you with a clear conscience in the name of Jesus. Help us to hold up the bloodstained banner and show the world, hallelujah, you died for us, suffered, hung, bled, hallelujah, conquered all and rose with all power. Help us to be workers in your vineyard. For the harvest is plenteous and the labors are few. And again this morning, Father, we ask that you would send more laborers, but remember the labor you called and chose us for. Use us in your service to bless your people. Stir up the gifts in us. Don't let us sit back like our eyes are closed. But God, let us lift you up that you can draw unto you in the name of Jesus. Fix us today. Fix our hearts and regulate our minds. Oh, give us a clean heart. Father, renew the right spirit within us today in the name of Jesus. Bless your people. Bless your people, Father. Open doors. Make ways for these your people. Those that are standing in need of finances, God, open doors. Make ways. Open up the windows of heaven unto us. Pour out today blessings we don't have room enough to receive in the name of Jesus. For Lord, when we're happy, we do better. Remind us that even if bad news comes, to lift up your name, to praise you, because we yet coming out victorious in the name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise this morning. And Father, again, we ask all of this in Jesus' name. Amen and hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for hearing. Hallelujah. We thank you for answering. We thank you. Oh, we thank you. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Many, Lord. Many are sad in many ways. Send joy. Send peace and happiness in the name of Jesus. Put a smile on their face. Oh, do it today in the name of Jesus. We thank you. Oh, we give you glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's not a friend, I can't sing, but I'm working on it, like the lowly Jesus. No, not one. This morning I'm singing, no, not one. Hey, none else can heal all the Ayasha soul diseases. Ah, no, not one. No, not one. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you today, God. We thank you, we thank you. Thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. Thank you for keeping us safe. Things could be so much worse. Ah, oh, but your grace and mercy, most of all, your love abounds for us. We thank you this morning, Father. We give you glory. We give you honor and praise. We worship you today. Hallelujah. In spirit and in truth, we thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Waiting on you, God. We can't do nothing until you come. Thank you, Lord, for patience. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for waiting. Oh, we glorify you this morning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we're thankful unto him this day. Ah, thank you, Lord, for what you're doing for your people. Hallelujah. Ooh, y'all don't know like I know. Hallelujah, what he's done for me. I can feel the blessings pouring. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, thank you. Hey, thank you, Lord, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, Jesus, thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. You know, when you first get up in the morning and God begin to bless you, just like that, bam, the praise come, huh? The thanksgiving come. The blessings of the Lord come. The spirit of the Lord come upon you. You just woke up. You haven't even said, Lord, I thank you for the day. Lord, I thank you for... You ain't said nothing. He just moved. That's a great thing right there. Hoo-hoo-hoo. And let me tell you, he's pouring out blessings on you. My goodness, in the last week, I didn't understand a lot of things, and I went on about my business because I know him, and I trust him. I know his word hold true. But he poured out some things, and it wasn't financial. It was spiritual blessings that he poured upon me. I was like, look at this. Look at this. And the more I asked, the more he gave. Oh, yeah. And I'm thankful unto him. Y'all don't understand. Nothing like that spiritual. He'll cause you to go in places where you would have been scared, but you're not. You don't even think about fear. He'll cause people to call you who you never thought respected you to ask you, oh, my goodness, from Zion. He'll cause people in high places to come to you. Somebody told me this, but Barbara, you kind of a celebrity. Okay, if you say so, that's how you feel. I thank you for feeling that way, but guess what? I got to lift him up. I can't take the credit because it's not me. It is him. It's not me. I promise you, I'm not that smart. I don't know nothing. It's him. I give him all the glory and honor and praise. I'm just a vessel that he uses. Oh, I like to talk about that. Because, see, I don't want to get high-minded. Somebody told me one time, you God's favorite. I know I have the favor of God, but I can't walk around like I'm the only one he favors. Are you kidding me? Barbara Pittman is the only person God favors. Stop playing with me. Stop trying to mess me up. I would never believe that. He's got many, many more. I heard the preacher talking about the 144,000. They had already been counted. They're God's favorite too, and then there were a number that he couldn't even number that was coming. They're God's favorite too, so now you want to trick me that I'm only God's favorite? You got to be kidding me. You got to wake up earlier in the morning than that. Now the devil ain't going to pump me up for failure, and I fall. Because I know who holds my future. Hallelujah. And life is worth the living just because he lives. The studio is open because God lives. Woo! I can face tomorrow and any other day because he lives. All fear is gone because I know God holds my future. And life is worth the living just because he lives. God sent his son. Ooh, 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 ooh. All the blessings falling on you. His name is Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, God. We thank you. We thank you. Hallelujah. He came to heal. To save and forgive is what I say. And because I know he holds our future, oh, life is worth the living just because our God lives. Hallelujah, hallelujah. If you can just tell him thank you this morning. I don't want to get all the blessings by myself. I don't want them all by myself. I want you to praise God. I want you to tell him thank you and mean it. All because just a thank you, he won't owe you for that. He going to send you a blessing. And see, many times we don't get money, so we, I want every blessing because it's important. I want the spiritual things. I want the natural things. I want the mental and emotional things. Yeah, I want it all from God. I don't just want the money. Give me that too. Give me that joy I can't explain. Hallelujah. Give it to me, Lord. All of it. Because all of it matters. walking in the spirit, that we don't fulfill the lust of our flesh. That matters. Faith and work going together, that matters. Don't just be a hearer of his word, but be a doer. That matters. And don't strike the rock. Don't be disobedient. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. Lord, let it please you. Let it be what you can accept, the things that come out my mouth, the thoughts I think in my heart, in my mind. God, let it please you. Don't let it be what my flesh want and the devil want to hear, but God, let the things that I say and do, let it all please you. In the name of Jesus. If we focus there, we got to watch as well as pray. We got to watch what we say, how we say it, when we say it. I told you last night, me and Shante was finna ride out. And we was talking about one of my sons. And that scripture came up, let the words of my mouth. And I said, ho, I can't say nothing else. I said, let's turn it loose. Let's give it to God. All we can do is pray. And immediately I said, Father, forgive me, God. Forgive me, Lord. Because I want the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart to be acceptable in thy sight. You my strength, God, and you're my redeemer. Right there on the spot. Hey, because guess what? This is my prayer. This is what I want to do. I want to walk up right before him daily. It would be a real shame that I lead you to heaven and he said, well done, come on in. And God is excited for having all of y'all there. And when I step up before him, he going to have to tell me, depart from me, I don't even know you. What? Oh, no, I can't go there. I can't be like that. So I remain humble. I have to tell the truth about myself. Ain't no point in me acting like I done arrived, you know, I got it all together. I'm Miss Heaven herself. I'm God's only favorite. I'm the only one going. Forgive me for laughing. Only a fool would think like that. No, it's time to gird up the loins of my own mind. Yeah. It's time to come before him with fear and trembling. Because all these scriptures he reminded me of, I had them years ago. Well, I tell you, when you pray right, God will answer you right. And when you pray right, God will give it to you right. Yes, he will. I'm a living witness. I'm a living witness. Me and Jerry talk all the time. That Jerry had me rolling. So then, Barbara, say what? Barbara, I was bad. I say to myself, like she the only one. I've been bad too, Barbara. You know Miss Tillis would call Mama, and Mama would have to spank me every day. Look, like every other day, I was getting a spanking. I'm all out on the playground leading other kids. I said, oh, my good. Barbara, I said, well, I'll fight you about my brother. Well, welcome to the club. I would too. But this is what he said. I didn't say it. He said, confession is good for the soul, and I'm grateful. All right, Sister Spinner. Good morning. God bless
good
you,
morning,
ma'am.
Sister
how are
Barbara,
you?
How are you doing?
I'm
doing well. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I can't complain.
So I have a testimony that I would like to share. Being a homeowner and living paycheck to paycheck, I don't have a lot of money for some of the upkeep when it comes to my home. And I have to admit, God is always providing whenever, you know, something happens. So I have a kind of a long gravel driveway. And over the years, I've been in my home for 20 years, man. So over the years, of course, it's worn, and it had gotten to a point where you kind of had to be careful driving in. You could mess up the bottom of your car. And I'm like, I don't know how I'm going to get this driveway, you know, taken care of, because you're talking money. So it so happens that I have a first cousin that I'm close to, and her fiance works for a paving company. And he offered to, you know, do my driveway for me. And so, you know how sometimes people say one thing and, you know, you never know if they're going to actually keep their word. So he was going, he told me he was going to come take care of it this weekend if the weather permitted or if he didn't have to work. So it turned out that he had to work Saturday. So I'm thinking, well, you know, I guess I won't get it done this weekend. So I was a little, you know, disappointed. And it turns out, and I spent the day with my cousin. So, you know, I'm at her house most of the day, and we went out to eat, and we're just hanging out together. And he came home a little late, and he came in there, and he sat down, and they looked at each other with these little smirks on their face. And come to find out, when he got off from work, him and one of his cousins came over, and they actually paid my driveway for him. They fixed it. And I was just so thankful. And they surprised me because I didn't know that he was going to do it, you know, so that he had already done it. He came in there and he told me that I didn't have to pay anything, that his boss let, you know, he didn't have to pay for the gravel and he didn't have to pay for the bulldozer or whatever, the equipment that he needed. And he told me I didn't have to pay anything. And I was like, well, let me give you something. And he was like, no, your family, you don't have to pay anything. And I'm just, that has just had my heart so full all weekend, because, you know, it's not every day that somebody would do something like that, would go out of your, he worked that day and then got off and still came over and worked some more for free pretty much. And it's not every day that people do stuff like that for you. And I know that that was God. I know that God laid it on his heart and just blessed me. And I pray that God bless him abundantly for it. But I just wanted to share that because my heart is so full of how God's goodness is. You know, he said that he was going to show me kindness and goodness, and I've been seeing it all along. So I'm like, if he tells me he's going to show it to me, I don't know what's in store, because I've already been seeing it. So now I'm like, okay, he must be planning on really showering me, which I'm not even sure how, if I can take it. I know it sounds to me like he's going to open up the windows and pour me out some blessings that I won't have room to receive. I'm going to have to figure out what to do with all these blessings. But I'm sure I'll figure it out. I'm sure he'll help me with it. But I just thank and praise God. And I appreciate you, Sister Barbara, for our talks and everything and for the show. And I'm just very thankful and grateful to God this morning.
Amen, Sister Spen. I'm going to tell you this. When you make a sacrifice to God, he going to honor that, Sister Spinner. And there will be days when you don't remember what you've done. But when you did it, God told you to do it. And you simply did it because he said so. And you were happy to do it, and you let it go. And you went on about your business. But God didn't forget the seed that you planted. And he brought it back to you when you needed it. And he's not through. And see, when we go to God in prayer, we pray to him about every little thing that we remember. God opened more doors. Not only do he hear and answer for what we're asking for, and a lot of times what we're asking for, he's not doing that right away, but he's working that out. But the things that he can do for us right now, he go ahead and do it. Oh, yeah. And I'm grateful unto him. Yeah. I have sisters and brothers that believe. Huh? We believe God. Yeah. Because it's what we can do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Jesus. What a mighty God. Fix that driveway. Now, you hanging out with your cousin. I love it. And he over at your place fixing your driveway. You had no clue.
He said
she was a bit disappointed that they couldn't come and do it Saturday. He came right on when he got off work and fixed. Now, that was the favor of God. This man done worked all day, but he gonna yet come over here and bless you. That's the favor of God. Listen, I spoke with a brother, I think it's Brother Anthony's cousin, and he's a preacher. And we got on the phone and about, you know, some things I need him to do. And because he's one of the ones who believe in blessing folk, you know, without money. And we talked, but Brother Anthony had told me something, but I didn't remember it until the man mentioned it again. At the end of the conversation, I said, you mind if we have prayer? He said, no, I need it. And he told me what had happened to him. He had lost his wife a couple of days ago, yeah, to death. But he was willing to go and bless somebody else, even in the midst of his thing going on. So we prayed the prayer of faith, and I went on. But I know this for myself, Sister Stella. God do things in a mighty sweet way. He got more than we need. We don't know where it's at. I don't know where the people who will do this, but he know where everybody is. He know the intent of everyone's heart. He know who will come over there and bless you for free because you don't have the money, and he will pay them. And what he paid them is much more than you could ever give them. But we got to be obedient and believe God. Some of the things I looked at that you've done, I said to myself, oh, she don't understand. She don't understand. I know God going to bless her. Yeah. Because of the things we do unto him. And we learning to pray more, being faithful in the morning prayer, in our own personal prayer life, being faithful with our own Bible study, Bible reading life. Yeah. God come in and bless beyond what we can thank. And I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I thank you so much for sharing that this morning, Sister Spinner. That's a blessing. Yeah. And another thing, when you pay your tithes and offerings, God gonna bless. It's not always in the way that you want, but it's in a way that you need. And how many know needs are more important than wants? Yeah. I've seen people take care they want and want somebody else to take care of their needs. Are you kidding me? No, you get them needs out the way and get somebody else to give you the wants. That's how that go. Yeah. Or you take care of them needs right, you'll have something left to take care of your wants. Yeah. I'm a living witness. So we thank God this morning. Will there be another one? The studio is open. Feel free to press that number one and come in. And I see my 708 this morning. Good morning, 708. God bless you this morning. I look for that number. Y'all know that area code right there. Hallelujah. God is faithful. Good morning to you, Jerry. God bless you this morning. And Sister Sion, I got your messages. Good morning to you, Brother Anthony and Sister Rose Brown. And a good morning to you, Sister Dorothy Goodman. Good morning to you, Brother Frank. Handle your business, sir. Handle your business. Oh, wait a minute here. Good morning again, Sister Ellis. Good morning to you, Sister Mary Ann, and Sister Samoa, and Sister Melanie Rose, Sister Angela, Sister Laura, Sister Alexis, Minister Jacqueline, Sister Bernella, Sister Lachea. Again, Sister Andrea Spinner, Sister Andrea in Philadelphia, Sister Keisha, Sister Rita, Sister Sion, Sister Diane, Sister Kim Hobbs. I got your message, Mike. I saw it. Good morning to you, Sister Michelle, Sister Patricia Fluker, Sister Lisa, and Sister Yvonne. And I hope I didn't leave nobody out. All right. Good morning to you, Brother Louis, again, Brother Jermaine, Brother Anthony, Brother D. And look, Brother Jermaine just flying all over the place. I said, you go now. Uh-huh. And he'll write me, pray for him, I'm about to fly out. Yes, sir, I'm in that prayer. Yes, sir. So, good morning, Brother Anthony again, Brother D, Brother Dan, Brother Mike Hawks, Pastor Heron, Pastor James Brown, Brother George West Perry. He was in the chat room earlier, he had to go. Brother Lee Hamilton, good morning to you, sir. God bless you, Brother Hamilton. Brother Coleman. And we thank God for, and Brother Frank, did I leave Frank out? Don't let me leave Frank out over there now. And good morning to you, Sister Andrea Ellis. What a surprise. What a surprise.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
We can hear you.
Yes, yes, ma'am. I was wanting special prayer for Brianna tomorrow as she goes and sees the specialist. Yeah. Or the situation. situation where we had to go to the doctor last week. And also, yes, of course, I'm asking prayer for my son, Christopher, my son, Larry, that's incarcerated. This is my whole entire family. That the Lord would touch their hearts and give them some wisdom to see what he is trying to show them.
Okay. Okay. I got you. Did Bree come home, Sister Ellis?
Yes, she came home, but we go see a specialist tomorrow. And
okay.
So, yeah,
okay.
She's still in pain, you know, some pain, but, yeah.
All right. We got her. And we are going to pray for Bree and pray for the family.
Yes.
And we speak the blessings of Almighty God upon them, spiritually, physically, emotionally.
Yes.
Yeah, and mentally, we speak the blessings of God. Because, see, many times the enemy have, you know, people tricked to think, oh, it's this, it's that. It's way worse than you think it is. Oh, you can't never leave this alone. Oh, you can't come out of that. And then he'll show them ugly things that's not true. Oh, they're against you over there. Go that way. Oh, don't ask for prayer. Oh, don't do this. Yeah, he have them tricked. But God is able to come in and turn all of that around.
Yes.
And show them, I'm here. And if you knock on my door, I will answer. If you ask me, I'm giving. If you seek me, you're going to find. Yeah. But most times, just like today, they need somebody who's going to pray the prayer face for them. Because they're not in a full position. Because the enemy is tricking them. Sometimes he'll even show you things, and it's not what he's showing you, but that's what you think. Because believe me, that's what you saw, but that's not what it is. Yeah, he's a trickster. He come to kill, steal, and destroy. Yeah, that's his job. Jesus come that we might have life and have it more abundantly. And yeah, we got Larry, too. We got him on the list. We got him.
Okay, all right. Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. And we got Big Larry. And we got Chris and the kids. Yeah.
Yes, thank
got
you.
Got Chanel, too.
Thank you.
Sister Alice. Got
okay.
her, too.
Hi.
Yeah. So it's all right today in Jesus' name. I've been knowing this woman here. I know it's 20 years now.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's 20 years. Hallelujah.
Yes.
And so we thank God. And we give him glory, honor, and praise. Hallelujah. So listen, intercessors, I need y'all touching and agreeing with me for the Ellis family and her daughter, Brianna. We're praying for her that when she go to the specialist tomorrow, everything will go well. And we ask the Lord to touch and heal her before she go. Any pain, complications, the Lord, you would remove it in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
The Lord.
Yes.
And we
Hallelujah.
Trust God. He didn't say we had to beg. He said ask, because he's here. He here. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I see a lot of people, they all aggressive. I don't have to be aggressive because he hear me. Yeah, like he deaf or something. If I don't force him to do it, he's not going to do it. No, I don't have to force his hand. I just simply ask, and he does it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Is there anyone else? The studio is open this morning. If you have something you would like to say, or even if you have a prayer request or another request, feel free to press that number one and come in and get what you need. Yeah, so God is able. It's not us that's doing it. It's the one we ask. Hallelujah. Because he's able. Oh, yes, he is. He is able. I've seen him do things over and over again. Some of the same things he's done over and over and over again. And I'm grateful to him. All right, Bro Anthony, I'm coming at you right now. God bless you this morning. How are you?
God bless, highly favored. Good morning to you, Ms. Barbara. Good morning to everybody out there listening this morning. First of all, I want to give God thanks for life, health, and strength. Keeping him in my right mind, allowing me to see another day. Just thanking for who he is in my life. You know, just blessed to, you know, even open my eyes this morning, you know, because if it wasn't for him, you know, the breed to give me, bro. So I just thank God for that. Just wanted to say good morning to everybody. Kind of loud this morning in this truck. I'm at a different job site, so it's kind of loud. But I do want to, I do have a prayer request for me, you know, that, you know, the Lord strengthen me more in him, strengthen me in area of my life, you know, concerning him, that he will give me a greater walk with him, you know, that I died of this flesh daily. I not feel the lust of the flesh. I ask that you just pray for my nephew and my family, and also Cindy, Renee Yates, and her family.
All right, I got you, Brother Apple. I got you. You're going to be that baby. Listen, if there's anyone else, you'll see. You don't have to tell us what you want to pray for if you don't want us to pray for you. Yeah, we're going to pray that baby because that's what makes us. Not only does God answer, he hears, he answers. Brother Lewis,
hey, Brother Anthony. Hey, Brother Lewis. Forgot about my mind focus this morning. Kind of got a lot going on this morning, but good morning to you, Brother Lewis, and Brother Frank, and the lady that was just on speaking. God bless you and you and your family.
Man. So if there's no one else, we will pray. But let me do this first. Let me get this request out, because they will get this request taken. I'm going to get this one request out, and when we come back, we're coming back with prayer. And if you still have something to say, we still have time. Mute your mic, Brother Amp.
Okay.
It was meant to kill me, sin to destroy me, and I thought that it would, and I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, let me go, let me go, but you held on to me, and you wouldn't let me go, and you wouldn't let me go, go. And what the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. What the enemy meant for evil, God has worked it out for my good. It was meant to kill me, sent to destroy me,
yep.
And I thought that it was,
yeah.
And I thought that it should, cause I messed up so many times, I went left when you said right, I'll understand if you wanna let me go, 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 go. My God, yes, sir.
but it's working for me. It's working. Tell somebody it's working.
Of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for hearing us.
We thank you for answering us in the name of Jesus. We give you glory for it right now. Hallelujah. Glory, hallelujah, unto his majesty. Oh, we thank you this morning. And, Father, we bring Brother Anthony before you. You heard his petition for strength. Lord, he want a closer walk with you. And, Father, he want his flesh to die so that you can live. We ask that you would do it for him today. In the name of Jesus, continue to show him your word. Continue to show him how to pray. Pray through him, God, in the name of Jesus. Well, we don't know what to pray, but you gave us a mediator, your son, Jesus Christ. Help us today, God, in the name of Jesus. Help Brother Anthony to grow stronger in you. Help him to walk more in the spirit. And, Father, allow that flesh to die so you can live. In the name of Jesus. Bless Cindy this morning. God, you know what her and her family are going through. And Lord, we know you're able to work it out for their good. And Father, we call it done this morning. We call everything that they need that's good in the right place at the right time. In the name of Jesus. And Satan, we bind you up to get your hands off them. In the name of Jesus. Oh, we bind you up and cast your works to the pits of hell in the name of Jesus. And we loose the blessings and miracles of Almighty God upon this family this day in the name of Jesus. Bless Brother Anthony, nephew. God, you know what he's standing in need of. You made him. You know all about him. God, you know how to do it. We ask that you would do it today in the precious name of Jesus. And Father, we give you glory. We give you the honor. And we give you the praise. And we thank you, Lord. We thank you this morning for hearing and answering. Father, we ask that you would bless area code 708. Lord, move for them in a mighty way this day. You know what they stand in need of more than anything else. God, we ask that you would bring it their way. Fix it, whatever it may be. If it don't need to be there, remove it. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Bless Brother George West Perry this morning. And God bless his heart and bless his mind. Or fix his heart and regulate his mind. Pour out upon him, God, blessings he don't have room enough to receive. In the name of Jesus. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you the honor and praise this morning. For Father, there's none like you. Every caller and every listener today, every family member of every caller and every listener, bless today, Father. Move by your spirit in the name of Jesus. Open doors, make ways. Lord, pour out upon them all that they need and more in the name of Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. Oh, we thank you for hearing this morning. We thank you for answering us. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to you. Oh, thank you. Hey, God. Hey, glory. Ah, glory. Hallelujah. Hey, Lord, we thank you. We thank you, God. We thank you. Thank you for your move. Ooh, we thank you, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I saw the Lord smile. I felt it. I felt the smile. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That means God is pleased with the prayer. Yeah, he's pleased with what he's going to do. And because he's pleased, that's why he's going to do it. Yeah, because he's pleased. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Man ought to always pray and not faint. Pray without ceasing. Anything come your way, run to God in prayer. Don't give it a second thought. What can I do? How can I fix it? Oh, Lord, have mercy. Say, oh, Lord, have mercy. But go to praying, asking God for what you need him to do. Go to praising him. Yeah, and watch what happens. He told me this a while back. If it's bad news, begin to praise me. Begin to praise me, Barbara. Yeah. And I'm going to show you you're victorious. You already won. Before this thing came your way, you was the winner. Why? I can do all things through Christ who strengthened me. Huh? I'm praying to him and he's strengthening me. Yeah, that I can endure this thing. And then he stepped right in, fixed it all, and put a smile on my face. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. There's none like him today. None. We can search all over. We won't find nobody. Nobody greater than Almighty God Jehovah, who have all the power. Yeah, we just got to go to him. Yeah, and if you need to come out the wilderness, pray and ask him to lead you out the wilderness. Lord, show me how to come out of this wilderness. I've been in the same thing for years and years. I've been going through this for too long. Lord, I'm ready to come out. Is it my disobedience that got me in the wilderness? Am I like Moses? Am I like the Israelites? God, I don't want to be that way. I want to obey you. Make it clear unto me. Show me what to do to come out the wilderness. Yeah, so I can sing this song. I can tell you how I felt when I came out the wilderness because I was leaning on the Lord. Yeah, I was leaning on the Lord. I was leaning on the Lord. I was leaning on the Lord, the one who died at Calvary. Was just, did your soul feel happy when you come out the wilderness? Hey, come out the wilderness. Come out the, was your soul feeling happy when you come out the wilderness? Leaning on the Lord. Yeah, we got to lean and depend on him. Because without him, we can do nothing. We can't fix it. We get mad. And that's why Moses struck the rock. He got mad. He got angry. We don't want to get angry. We want to call on the name of the Lord because he's going to hear our call. He's going to hear our cry. Stop ourselves. Stop getting upset so quick. Right in the midst of this devil acting up, I'm going to begin to pray. Right in the midst of this devil acting up, I'm going to begin to praise God in his face. That devil going to get coward and scared and back down. Why? Great is he that lives within me than he that is in the world. I'm calling on the true and living God that have all power. And when I call on him, he's going to come and see what I'm talking about. He's already there. He won't leave us nor forsake us. He will be with us until the end. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray us out. We pray the Lord bring us back tomorrow morning. 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and tomorrow, Aria Armstrong, Kathy Armstrong, is coming to be with us. She's got a new movie. She's producing and directing and everything, and she's coming to tell us about it, and she got some stuff going on, and she'll be coming tomorrow to share with us. And then on Wednesday, we have another guest, and on Friday, we have another guest coming in, and so we're grateful unto the Lord. The lady that's coming in on Wednesday, she's from the United States, but she married a man from Africa, I think it's Uganda. And they headed back to Uganda, and then they're going to India and teach these things. And so she'll be coming with us on Wednesday. And then on Friday, we're going back to get Dr. Pitts. We're going to bring her back. They call her Reverend Pitts. Pastor Pitts, but we're going to bring her back on Friday. She wasn't able to make it last Friday, but this Friday she said she'll remember, and I'm going to constantly remind her all week, don't forget, Rev, you're supposed to be here Friday, so that she can come on Friday and bless us. So we thank God, we thank God. So listen, I'm going to pray, and we just thank God for his move today. I know he did lots of things for us today. Yes, he has. Hallelujah. Woke me up with it this morning. I want to bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we depart this morning, Father, we ask that you would help us to keep our mind on you. We ask that you would remind us that we are not waiting in vain, but we're waiting on you, and we're being of a good courage, and you're going to strengthen our heart. We just want to wait on you and be anxious for nothing. Father, this morning we want the words of our mouth and the meditation of our hearts to be acceptable in thy sight. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. Help us today to keep our mind on you, for it's you that will keep us in perfect peace. Remind us, Lord, to seek first your kingdom and your righteousness, and all these things will be added. Help us to delight ourselves in you, knowing you will give us the desires of our hearts in the name of Jesus. Let your word do the work in us today. Bring your word up in us. And Lord, help us to walk accordingly in the name of Jesus. As we depart this morning, Father, bless our going out. Bless our coming in. Meet the need in our lives today. We need you spiritually. We need you mentally, physically, and emotionally. Do it for us, Father. In the precious name of Jesus, we give you glory, we give you the honor, and Father, we give you the praise, for there's none like you, and you're more than deserving. We can't give you enough, and we thank you this day. Ask it all in Jesus' name. amen and hallelujah. May the Lord watch between me and thee while we're absent one from another in the name of Jesus. Go today in love and peace. Share the good news of Jesus and give someone something of quality. God loves a cheerful giver. Have a blessed day. I speak the blessings of Almighty God upon you today, March the 29th, 2021, in Jesus' name. So at this time, I'm going to say bye-bye and have a blessed day. We might have time for one more quick one. And let's see if I can find one right quick. All right, let's do this one right quick. And after the song, I won't be.
Wonderful God is so wonderful. He's wonderful. God. He's so wonderful. The Lord is my shepherd, he's my guide, whatever I need, the Lord will provide, and praise my Lord's name, I know he's so wonderful, and whoa, he's wonderful, and I really believe the Lord is wonderful, yes he is. I know the Lord, he's so wonderful, yes he is, and whoa, whoa, if you never tried God, try the Lord one day, and see what my Father come down and make a way, and whoa, and oh, I can't help but love God, he's so wonderful. There's no limit to what my Lord can do. And whoa, oh, I love God. He's so